Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, May 14th, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick.
How do you do, my dear?
I'm just fine, Margot. Thanks for asking. The gifted painter, illustrator, and photographer, the man with the Texas-sized talent, David Dallara, returns today for part two of his appearance on this, the Erotic Mind series. And I'm happy to report that David brings along with him another gallery of his delightful artwork for us to enjoy. It accompanies today's podcast posting on my site, drdicksexadvice.com.
Would you really? How sweet.
But wait, you didn't miss part one of this delectable conversation, did you? Well, not to worry if you did, because you can find it and all of my podcasts in the podcast archive on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you got to do is use the search function in the header, type in podcast number 331, and presto. But don't forget to use the pound sign when you do your search. David also invites you to visit him on his site, cleverly named daviddallara.com. But that's not all. He's on Facebook, has a noteworthy blog that you can follow, and you can find him on Twitter, too. Look for all these links in today's podcast posting on my site. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library.
I'm sure you must have things to do in the bathroom, Birdie dear.
I do, but I'm going to finish my show first. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video Library tab in the header. The Video Library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh, so informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. How sweet is that? Okay, on with the show. David Dallara, welcome back to Dr. Dick's SexAdvice.com and the Erotic Mind podcast series. Good to have you back again this week. Had such a wonderful time with you last week. You're such an easy person to chat with, so easygoing and mild-mannered.
Well, thanks, Dr. Dick. It's good to be back.
Good. So last week we were, at the end of our conversation, we were talking a lot about the kind of edgy, kinky stuff that appears in some of your photography, and we discovered, to my great surprise, that you are not a kinkster yourself, but you find that some of the stuff that goes on, particularly the bondage stuff, is very interesting to you in a creative sort of way. So let me ask you, have you mentors in photography that you can identify?
No, I never really had any mentors for photography. I picked it up when digital was cheap enough.
Yes.
And just explored it and figured out how to work everything.
Yeah.
Like how to use your tools.
Right.
How to work with lights and get the kind of effect I wanted.
Mm-hmm. So you're self-taught then, yes?
Yeah, as far as photography goes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you, you identified last week that you went to art school, was that mostly for drawing and painting? There was no photography component to it?
It wasn't an art school, it was a regular college, but I was in the art program there.
Oh, I see, got it. Okay, good, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and there was a very small department, they taught you the basics,
mm-hmm.
and if they saw that you were serious about what you wanted to do, they would work with you more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got my start. And after I graduated, sitting around home for a while, didn't know what else to do, so I just sat around drawing all day.
Wow.
And then after I moved to Austin, like I said last week, there's like so much opportunity, I just decided to keep at it mm-hmm. and try and make something out of myself.
Well, you have, don't you know?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Do you feel like you are compelled to create your work? Like if somebody said, you know, you have to turn in your camera and all your pencils and all your paints, would that be a really difficult thing for you?
Probably, yeah. Well, actually, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing me, I'd probably I'd figure out something else I could do this in just that I get these ideas in my head that I want to do it, and I go out and do it.
Wow.
So that's some sort of creative endeavor.
Yes, very
whether
cool.
Whether I couldn't do painting or drawing or take anybody's photo, maybe I'll go out and do found object art and do create something along the freeway.
Oh, there you go. So many of my other guests in this series have weighed in on the topic of the erotic as opposed to the pornographic. Can I ask you for your thoughts? Is there much of a difference between the two in your mind? And if so, where is the line?
Let's see. Well, there absolutely is a line between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's different for everybody.
I guess. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Because, well, the definition of pornography is something that has no artistic value.
Mm-hmm.
And that is different for everybody. For some people, nudes can be considered pornographic.
That's so true.
In fact, like the school I went to, they wouldn't allow any sort of nudity in the gallery for a while because it was such a conservative area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the line, I think, happens when you know there's something not quite right in the image. I'm not sure how I could word it exactly,
mm-hmm.
but there's, like I said, there's something that there's no artistry to it. There's no craft.
Right.
There's nothing that's being purveyed as far as creative expression or something that can titillate the viewer.
Hmm.
It's all about just selling something hardcore sex, maybe,
right.
You could say. And that reminds me of something, too. I had a credit for Google AdWords, and I submitted, filled out everything, and they classified my site as a adult site. So it would only so it only show up in porn results.
Oh dear, how distressing!
Yeah, and that's not good when you're trying to get people to view and buy your art when they're all looking for something to jack off to.
Well, and at the same time, you know, it's really unfair to you as an artist. You know, but you know, this is the problem with the popular culture. That, I mean, my site, Dr. Dick Sex Advice, has been mentioned as being pornographic by many people. And I thought, this is so silly. I mean, just because it involves sexuality, and you know, I'm trying to convey some information, some good, healthy, you know, information about human sexuality, and but because I have sex in the title of my site, somehow. I don't know. It's what a crazy world we live in. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's such a repressed culture that even the mention of sex will turn people away.
Yes.
It's like, oh no, we can't talk about that.
Yes.
But
yes.
But it's so strange that we repress that because we're sexual creatures.
Yes. And then that repression, you know, has to come out someplace, and you know, that's where, you know, the pornography is. You know,
and it can come out in deranged ways.
Oh, absolutely. Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, sometimes you see, like you're talking about the kink and the bondage, that can be, when done the wrong way, that has no artistic value at all, and it's totally pornographic.
Absolutely. You're so true. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your chosen medium or media. Do you shoot digitally or with film? If both, what are the differences between the two?
See, well, I've always shot digital.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I just take it into Lightroom and Photoshop, do my magic to it.
Yeah, because you do a lot of manipulation to your photos.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do manipulations either digitally or by hand and then take it back into the computer. But that's when I'm trying to do something really out there and surreal.
Uh-huh.
But as far as editing regular photos, I mostly do basic touch-ups and playing around with color.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to get the kind of look I want.
Right.
That doesn't look like it's just a straight photo
right.
out of that anybody could have taken.
Yeah.
Well, not that anybody
yeah.
could have taken something like mine, but you can see where I'm coming from.
I do. And your stuff is pretty signature. I mean, I think I could pick your stuff out of a crowd of other things.
I know, and then it's people. Well, the way I paint and draw is like this kind of style that I do. The women, that was never intentional. That just wound up that way. Even back when I started doing art again, more than 10 years ago. Well, people say I have a certain kind of style, and it was never intentional. It just developed and evolved that way without thinking about it. And
right.
people recognize it as mine.
Right. That's very cool. How about with regard to painting and illustration? What are your media there?
See, well, right now, working a lot with oils.
Really?
And
okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a combination of. So it's more mixed media. It's like
mm-hmm.
I start with the recent work I've been doing is starting with oils, go back and draw on top of that with graphite pencils and colored pencils. But I also work a lot with acrylics. Sometimes watercolors
mm-hmm.
and pastels.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I love the way oil is, just the flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then with acrylics, I love the grittiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on the kind of look I'm going for.
I see. Would you hold to the old adage that a picture or an image is worth 1,000 words?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody, after they look at something, they're able to take away something from it. And lots of times I don't like to tell people what my intentions were, what my thoughts were with the image they're seeing. Let them develop their own ideas.
Right. And do they? I mean, do you get feedback from your audience saying, gee, I thought that, you know, this really moved me, or, you know, I see what you're trying to do here, kind of thing. It's like if they know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
especially during things like open studio tours where there's
uh-huh,
people coming
right.
in all day and looking at my work. You know, there's just everybody relates to something or another, and they'll tell me about it. And I was like, oh, wow.
So, like, some of it just, must be news to you, huh?
No, it's like it's still like, you know, not surprising to me, but it's like it's good to hear that because, you know, we're all people. We all live our lives. We all have some kind of commonality.
And you're making them think and
yeah.
feel and,
yeah,
and express themselves, which is...
Yeah,
you know,
it's not something that may have come to mind right away, but it's something that just triggers something in their mind
mm-hmm.
that I think artists should strive for.
Right.
You know, it's just to connect with their audience, and that's saying, here, this is what I did. Tell me you like it. Just know, I want to know why you like it.
Yeah.
What you think about it.
Right.
But how it makes you think and feel.
Yeah. So today, erotic artists abound, and although in some circles this genre is still not accepted as mainstream, has that been your experience? Has anyone said to you, you know, you are so talented, either as a photographer or as a visual artist, and but what is all with this, you know, kinky nude stuff?
No, that hasn't kept me from
really?
Doing anything yet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get feedback like that? You know, like
no, that's never come up.
No kidding. Good for you.
Although I wonder. Well, last year I participated in the Austin Fashion Week. And I'm not really a fashion guy, as you can see, but I decided to try and do it anyway, and wound up, my team I participated with, we wound up winning the People's Choice.
Get out? Just, really? How cool.
But that was all just based on the photo we created, so nobody needs to know I do all this, could be considered naughty stuff. But I don't know if they would let me back after last year.
Right. That'd be interesting to find out, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people, like we talked about just a little while ago, you know, people have, I've been uninvited to, speak at, different events and stuff like that because people have found Dr. Dick's sex advice and they said, that's out of bounds kind of thing.
Oh, that's like, I'm not be a respected person.
Yes. Isn't that weird? Goodness. Well.
Yeah. And, it's like, goes back to the whole Google AdWords thing. It's like, I'm legit. I'm not a porno guy.
Really? Goodness gracious.
As far as like exhibiting my work, it seems like the shows I participate in more often are erotic art shows.
Mm-hmm.
In June with the Seattle Erotic Art Festival. And then earlier this year, I was part of the Dirty Show in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And Nude Night in Tampa and Orlando.
Wow.
Yeah, so but it goes back to like trying to find a place for your work, and things like nude photography are able to fit into events like that.
Yeah.
Easier than some of my artwork.
Yeah, that's true what you say. So I'm really glad that there are things like the Seattle Erotic Art Festival. It's a wonderful outlet, not only for artists, but those of us who enjoy that kind of art, because otherwise we wouldn't have access.
Yeah, and in fact, there's some of my favorite shows to go to because it's almost like a carnival-like atmosphere. There's all this activity.
Yeah. Are you coming to town this June?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yay! Well, good. I hope we get to meet. Although there's zillions of folks around.
Yeah, I forget how, I don't know how large it is, but it just keeps getting bigger.
There's thousands and thousands of people, for sure. Absolutely. So, is it possible for you as an artist to eroticize something that you don't find particularly sexy?
No, that's hard, because everything, if I want to look at it, and if I don't find it appealing, I just don't find it appealing.
Yeah.
You can't make me like it.
Right.
And it's even like that sometimes too. I'm a little selective with the models I choose, like especially if they're like professional models that I'll need to pay. There's something I need to find appealing about them.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just not going to be into the shoot as much.
Right. So, would you say your erotica or your or erotica in general is directly related to our sexuality?
Yeah. It's just what people find appealing.
Mm-hmm.
What they, something that triggers some kind of deep emotion that says, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are obvious erotic triggers such as fetish, gear, and wear. Corsets, jock straps, breasts, nipples, penises, vaginas, languid poses. Do you think that blatantly unerotic things can be erotic, like nature and food and everyday clothing?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I just found this one furniture company here in town that does this beautiful French Baroque style.
Wow.
And I own a couple of their pieces, like a bed set and a chaise lounge and a sofa, and I've never seen furniture I want to fuck before, but I want to fuck this furniture. It's just that sexy.
Is that right? How cool.
Yeah.
How very cool. Do you look to work with a particular body type when you're shooting?
Well, nothing too specific.
Okay.
Although there's a certain type of model I look for, but I think most of all it comes down to being confident and comfortable with themselves and being able to express something to the camera that will come out in the photo.
Right. So you're really expecting your models to be your collaborators. They're not just like mannequins.
No, they're as much as the photo shoot as I am.
Oh, interesting. Because lots of other photographers, erotic photographers, don't think that way at all. These are just mannequins. We're going to set them up, and we're going to do. They're going to do exactly what I tell them to do. And you know, if we could get another lifelike mannequin, that would be fine too. So you're really involved with your models, and they participate in the creative process.
Yeah, if they want to do something. Or actually, let's, like I said earlier, that let them move around how they want to, and maybe we'll come up with something on the spot. Hmm. And in fact, some of the more, at least two, maybe three times, the kinky stuff was actually the model's idea.
Ah! Good for them. Yay! I love
yeah,
kinky
just because
women.
Because we got along well, and they're comfortable with me, and they're like, no, we'll be able to do something good.
Hmm. How grand.
Also, getting back to that mannequin statement, I mean, if I wanted a mannequin, I actually own one.
Oh.
Although she's a terrible model.
I love it. So what do you look for in the erotic art of others?
Well, something, I don't know, it's almost an intangible. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you see nudes. There can be boring nudes, and there can be incredibly wonderful nudes. It says, it just makes you want to eat them up. Mm. And, I don't know, it's some sort of intangible that you almost can't define, or I
but
can't.
But you know it when you see it.
Yeah, you know it when you see it. It's like, oh, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Who inspires you, and who are your sexual heroes, if you have any?
Well, I don't know about sexual heroes, but I just get my inspiration from all over the place. Mm-hmm. It can be random images that I see in daily life, other people's artwork, something from television or movies, or mm-hmm. just a random idea or a phrase. It gives inspiration and gets my mind going in all sorts of directions.
Very cool. And what does the future hold for you and your work?
Well, it's always a work in progress. I don't know what's going on. Merch further into the future beyond June, because that's the Seattle Erotic Art Festival is the furthest away show that I have going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always busy, up to something. Whether it's scheduling photo shoots or in working on something in my studio or, you know, just researching places I could submit to or juried shows I could get into.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, our time is up again today, and I could go on and on because you're so charming and delightful.
Thanks.
I want to thank you for being so generous with your precious time, because I know that I am, and our audience too, are the richer for the experience. But before we go, could you give us your website address again and walk us around a bit, and where can we buy your work?
See, well, you can. My website is daviddallara.com. There you can see a portfolio of my work, paintings and drawings, photo manipulations, the photography. I also have my blog there.
I love your blog, by the way. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
It's really insightful into who you are as an artist.
Yeah, I don't get to write in there as much as I'd like. I think sitting down to write is something I have to force myself to do. So most of the time it ends up being the latest work, and sometimes
well, that's good.
Sometimes I'll add my commentary to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can see like random commentary and that related to who I am or what I think about things related to being an artist, and you can also see there's also a print shop where you can buy some prints that are already made, or you can order custom prints on demand that I make myself here.
Well,
so it's
cool.
The whole experience there at daviddallara.com.
Good. Well, thanks again, David, and we will be visiting you in cyberspace until we have an opportunity to chat again.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
What a terrific show. Well, that's it for today, Sex Fans. I'm so glad that you could join me. Tune in next Monday for another edition of the Erotic Mind series, when I will be chatting with a very extraordinary erotic author. And more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. However, before we go, let me remind you that today's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home with just a little prompting from you. They're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business.
What a story. Everything but the bloodhound snapping at her rear end.
Check it out, and you'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on Demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal. So remember that your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty goddarn sweet, huh? And until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.